Once everyone has stopped chattering, Connor stands and turns my way.
Jade, today is your birthday.
Yesterday, I remind him softly. Dad wanted the party on the weekend so more people could come. Connor shakes his head, now flustered.
That's right. Yesterday was your birthday.
I don't know how he forgot, considering he showed up at my apartment at midnight to give me my gift. Himself, which he had topped with a bow on the tip of his...
Until now.
He interrupts my trip down memory lane. The man is making a speech, Jade. Perhaps you should focus on more than his tip.
I wasn't sure when the best day of my life would be, but after 2 months of you, I'm pretty sure it was the day you were born,
he says, nodding his head my way, his adorably crooked smile a little more hesitant than when we're alone.
Aw, that's sweet. Thank you. I think you're my person, Jade. My one.
He cuts me off. My dad mumbles something to Lainey through a disbelieving chuckle. He doesn't love Connor. In true, overly protective father style, he hasn't loved any of my boyfriends. He says that's what dads do, scrutinize boys after their daughters and break them before they break their little girls. He's good at it, too. Lainey had a boyfriend that once dumped her as he pulled out of the driveway after meeting Dad. Who could blame the guy when a scary-looking biker dude tells him as casually as he can that he owns a shotgun, a shovel, and isn't afraid of prison, so don't even think about hurting his daughter? Really, Dad doesn't love how Connor and I have moved so fast.
I was once a 20-something-year-old dude. Trust me, you're a summer fling to the guy, Jade. Don't fall so quickly. Make him work for it.
He'd said when Lainey let it slip a couple of weeks ago that he was spending nights with me.
I know this is fast, but when it's right, it's right.
Connor continues to talk, turning my attention back to him. When it's right, it's right? What does that mean? Did I miss something he said while I was shooting my father a shut-up stare? I glance around. All eyes are on me. Yep, I missed something. The room is eerily silent, besides the delightful squeal of children in a ball pit outside the party room, as we wait for this man I've known for 2 months to finish telling us what's so right. Yes, cat's out of the bag. We've been dating for 2 months, 8 weeks, 14 days, or 86,400 minutes approximately, if it really matters. Connor and I met online in the comments section of a mutual friend's Facebook post. That friend.